This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What is something that really rich people and really poor people have in common? Not so much people in the middle, not us. Really rich people and really poor people. You can call us right now, 916-909-1065. You can also text us at that number, 909-1065. Let's start by talking to Reichemann. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, Reichemann.
Reichemann. That sounds like your Twitch handle.
They both go window shopping and they both like spend money irresponsibly.
That's very true. Thanks so much for calling 916-909-1065. We put this up on Wake Up Call
Facebook.
Got some really funny ones, and then we'll go over some of ours too.
Okay, so Amber said take a month off work.
Oh my God, that is so true. They're so true. And I know your first inclination is to be like, okay, well, first of all, if you own a company, routinely go on vacation for like a month at a time. But not in all cases, but in some cases.
Yeah, I was going to say, my parents owned a business and going on a vacation was...
But when it comes to the other end of the spectrum, like the really poor people, when I worked at Applebee's, okay, there were people who seemed to just disappear for months. And like, a week would go by and you'd be like, where's Ryan? And your boss would be like, we don't know. And then like a month later, Ryan would just come back wearing his Applebee's polo and address nothing. And everybody is fine.
God, I wish I had that confidence like you don't believe. Katie said drugs and alcohol.
Yeah.
Abuse drugs and alcohol.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
Amber said have multiple cars running or not.
Yes.
Isn't that true?
Absolutely true. We're talking about things that rich people and poor people have in common.
Now, when I first saw this one, I was like, y'all don't know how to play this game. Because sometimes you guys respond on Facebook and your comments, it's like you didn't read the question, okay? But Pamela said, and after Gavin and I talked about this, it's like, oh yeah, that's true. Get government assistance.
Yeah. That's 100% true.
Because obviously, if you're poor, you qualify. But if you're rich enough, then you get a whole bunch of tax breaks.
You pay a lower tax rate than the rest of us do. How is that not government assistance?
Amanda said, living off the grid.
Yes!
Okay, so I have a couple of these.
I do, too. Okay. Kevin, do you?
Me, too.
All right.
Okay, Kevin, you go first.
Okay, having a wedding in your backyard.
Yes.
That's such a good one.
Because I've been to both.
Yes.
That's such a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, Gavin.
Living in a hotel room.
Yes.
Okay, for like an extended period of time.
Yeah, it can like you see it in movies where they're like on the run or like they're trying to get away from the kid's dad or something. Yeah. But then you also see it in movies where they're just like,
well, where do you live? I live at the Beverly.
Right, in the penthouse.
Right. Okay, I said have a lot of dogs.
I wrote that down too.
Yeah.
I had to have a lot of pets.
Yeah. Okay, how about have an obnoxiously large big screen TV?
Yeah.
Yes. Like if you have like a, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Having a lot of old things.
Oh, interesting.
Like you get like, it's the same kind of thing where you'd walk into their house and you'd hear like, ding. and you go, what the hell was that? It sound, your house sounds haunted. It was my, it's the only clock we have. It's all the only clock we can afford. And then also, you walk into a mansion and hear the same haunting ding-dong, yeah. And you go, oh, that is a 17th century grandfather clock.
Okay, how about have a lot of people in the house?
Oh, yes. Yeah. And sometimes people that they don't know.
Oh, my God. When I watch Housewives, like Lisa Vanderpump always has some kind of like four scullery maids just shifting about the place.
Right.
And she's always telling them what a luxurious life they have.
Of course. And then also
she's
like
the duster.
Somebody walks through a really teeny tiny kitchen with a folding picnic table for a kitchen table. And you go, who is that? I think that's my cousin. I don't know.
It's my cousin's friend.
How about this one? Have an OnlyFans account.
Oh, yeah.
Is that something poor people do?
They need to make money somehow.
They have a side hustle with like an OnlyFans account. And then also like the children of celebrities seem to really like having an OnlyFans account as well.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
They ain't hurting for money.
Yeah.
This is a funny one we got on the text 916-909-1065. Day drinking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.